there's been a lot of unhappiness among the TSA employees because it's a tough, monotonous job with a lot of tension. You know, you don't want to be the one person who misses the most important element or anything going through. And at the same time, it's mind-numbingly routine frequently. There's also been a lot of complaints among TSA employees about physical injuries, you know, moving the luggage and also having to deal with angry people who aren't happy. And especially this holiday season, they're particularly unhappy because there's much more thorough pat-downs. There's much more sense of privacy being violated. So there has been a lot of discussion of unionizing this workforce. And it hasn't come to fruition until now, because now the Labor Relations Authority is saying that they can unionize and there's going to be an election. The critics of unions and of unionization have always argued that this damages Homeland Security. People won't take the assignments they're given. They won't do the jobs that they're supposed to do. They can't be transferred quickly. They can't be fired if they're incompetent. This was very much the position in the Bush administration. And since the Obama administration came on board, those objections have died down. But there's been resistance to unionization, especially among Republicans in the Senate. Now it looks like we're going to have an election in early 2011, and it looks like the TSA workforce will be unionized. Union representatives have always argued that it won't affect their effectiveness. In fact, it may make them more effective, you know, ease some of the worksite complaints that they've had in the past.
It sounds like you're fairly confident TSA workers are going to vote to give themselves those collective bargaining rights.
I'd be very, very surprised if they didn't. The big, one of the big issues is which union they'll go with. You know, they have the National Treasury Employees Union. They have the American Federation of Government Employees starting to court them. It's going to be a very interesting union and government issue. And who knows, it might, you know, play into the politics of the coming year.
Yeah, with an incoming Republican leadership in the House, I wonder what kind of a dynamic that's going to have, and it may be too early to tell. But, of course, the Homeland Security Department itself, they have to grant these collective bargaining rights.
Right. There's a long road ahead, but this was a major step that occurred last Friday. And so it looks like they're going to proceed with that. I'd be very, very surprised if they didn't unionize.
What issues are at the forefront of this, for TSA workers? What are these bargaining rights going to really offer them that may be something that they've been looking for some time?
Probably a lot of the discussion will have to do with hours and with, again, physical requirements. One of the big problems DHS found with the TSA morale had to do with physical injuries. And my sense is, at least what I've heard to date, is that we're not going to have big fights over pay, because government pay is probably going to be flat for quite some time. But certainly the protections, the hours, the working conditions, and potentially transfers. But, you know, part of the thing about unionizing these workers is that they have an essential Homeland Security function that must be done no matter what. A big question, and one of the questions that's been expressed in Congress, is how much flexibility will it give TSA managers in making assignments, making decisions, and responding to contingencies? And that is going to be something that's going to have to be worked out.
And looking forward as to how they might vote, we need to mention that it was a few years ago, Customs and Border Protection workers, some 21,000 of them, they chose NTEU over AFGE by a 2-to-1 margin.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see what AFGE does in courting these workers this time. You know, this has been, the unionization of TSA has been a big issue in Congress, because early last year, when they were trying to find an administrator for TSA, there were Republican senators who sank several nominations. Errol Southers, a subsequent one. Supposedly, it didn't hinge on this particular issue of unionization, but it was the elephant in the room. It was what was being argued about. And I don't think that they can stop it this go-round, because this is something in the executive branch. And even with a Republican House, I would find it hard to believe that they could stop this.